All right, this is yet another special episode, and we have Sam Karenz back. He's been on episode 21. If you've missed that one, if you want to learn about Onyx and him personally, go check that episode out first. But today's a special episode because, Sam, you're on the road. Can you tell us what you're up to at the moment?
I'm doing the Onyx Experience Tour, first season. So it's the first time, I think, ever that somebody is proposing on the road to build foils. So I left Tarifa a few days ago, and I'm traveling with all the production tools to make foils in my car. And my nervous point in Europe will be Zurich, where I think I will meet you. But on the way, I'm doing many stops back and forth. And right now I'm in Corsica, in the French island, and I propose a workshop as well in Corsica. It's super nice experience.
That is so nice. So how do you come up with that idea?
So I have.
Was it your idea?
So more or less, I have to say thank you very much to Zeno, that of course I guess you know very well, because he's been the one motivating me to do the first workshop in Zurich. So that was the beginning of everything, to make this workshop in Zurich, and he made it happen. He found some people that were motivated. So he actually had the idea. And then I had the problem that I needed to bring all my production tools to Zurich. And I thought, okay, I need to go maybe with a car, but it's going to be expensive. I need to figure out logistics. And I also met one of the girls in the Corsica League that is running the federation here. And at this time, I told her about the idea, and she got super enthusiastic. She told me, yeah, I will work on it to welcome you if you come to Corsica. And then everything clicked, and I was like, okay, I need to stop as much as possible on the way to Zurich. And this is the first year, so of course, it's difficult to plan and organize a lot of stops, but I already did a nice agenda for this month.
So what's on your agenda? Like, where are the stops exactly? How many have you had already? And is Zurich going to be your last stop?
No, actually, I started, so I left from Tarifa. Then I stopped already in Valencia in Spain. But then I went straight to Corsica, where I'm going to do 4 stops this week. So I already did 2 the last days. And from tomorrow, I have another one in Ajaccio, and then another one in Ajaccio as well. And then it's going to be a very special one, because I'm coming back to my the club that teach me how to sail. So I started to sail in this club at 8 to 20. In my hometown, so I will be there to show the people how to build the foil. And then I got the opportunity to be collaborating with the Foiling Week. So I will run a workshop in the Foiling Week in Garda Lake, Italy. Then I go up to Zurich, and I think it's going to be a super exciting event. I look forward for it. And then I actually go back to Costa Brava next to Barcelona, and then Le Cat in southwest of France. So this is the first like tour, as I mentioned. But I already have some other clubs that contacted me to organize, even in July, maybe in Spain. So I'm pretty sure that, maybe it's the beginning of something.
That is super cool. Sam, just a heads up. I'm moving that much because I'm on my balance board. On the last episode, there was a guy writing me, telling me, why we're so wobbly? It's just because I'm on a balance board and trying to improve my balance while we're doing the podcast. That's just what it is. So you have a lot of stops, as you've said. How many people are usually at a workshop like that? When do you say, all right, that's good enough? Like, do you need at least 3 or 5 people who participate, or how do you organize that?
So it's a bit, you know, when you do something for the first time, you learn many things. And so I, for this year, I don't have really minimum number of participants. Of course, it's always better when there is at least 5 people. It creates a group mood. It's very nice. I would say that maximum I can go 15 person, because up to 15 person, I basically would like to offer another workshop, maybe 3 hours later with other group, because then it's too much, too many people to build a front wing and a stabilizer, or 2 front wings. I want everyone to participate and to actually make the foam by himself. So everyone is doing something very proactive. So at the moment, I got in between 5 and 10 people every time. And I forgot to mention that I already run some workshops like this with the International School of Soto Grande in Spain. And in January, with my team at Onyx, we went to do these workshops with 90 kids, 90 kids. So that was a huge, and also that when I talked with the director of the school, we thought, wow, maybe there is an opportunity if we can organize it out of the workshop in Tarifa, if you can come to our school and make it for 90 kids, there is a future to do it on the road.
Very nice. So people sign up. Can I still sign up for some of these workshops, or is everything fully booked?
No. So it's maybe one of the, let's say, mistake that I did that is not very clear, maybe, but you can sign up at the very last minute. And the workshops are open for everyone, basically from 8 years old, if you just are a kid and you want to make something with your hands, up to, I got a lot of retreated persons, former engineers that were just curious to see how it works, beginner wing foilers, advanced wing foilers. So yeah, if you hear this podcast, feel free to book anytime. And also if you are a club and you are interested to host the workshop, maybe not this time, but in the next months, it's totally possible. Yeah, just feel free to come. I ask people to register before because it helps me to organize the activity, because it's not the same if I have 5 or 15 people. I will not, for example, if I have only 5 people, maybe I build only a stabilizer with them. But if there is 15 people, maybe I will build 2 front wings because it demands more work and everyone can do something.
All right. So just one question before we get into what people actually do there. Where can people sign up? Where can they find the information? Is that on the Onyx webpage?
So they can simply contact me on WhatsApp, Instagram. They say, hey, I'm interested to join your workshop on this day, and that's it.
And the dates, are they written somewhere?
They are written on Instagram at the moment. So I share them basically every day on Instagram, which is our main channel for communication. It's true that I didn't put it on the website, actually. That's a very good point to mention. But basically, yeah, I do mainly through WhatsApp. And I have to say that the way I did it for this time is that I basically ask a local club or person to help me to build the engagement through the community. So basically every club is reaching out to his WhatsApp community, and they are making a promotion of the workshops. So for example, in Zurich, Zeno, I think, has been pushing it a lot. So I guess probably everyone in Zurich is aware that it's going to be this workshop. Yeah, I did it this way because for me, I really believe in local community as what I do at in Tarifa, and I want to build something with the local community in every location that I go.
All right. So now that we know that people can sign up, is that going to be your personal Instagram handle, or do you have an Onyx specific Instagram?
Both Instagram are good, actually, but for sure, Onyx is more followed by the people, I guess. So I'm sharing everything on Onyx to make sure that 1, 2, 3 days before I go to a place, everyone around the place is supposed to know that is the workshop. So of course, it's the first year, and I expect people, to be honest, people are super enthusiastic about the workshop. They have really good experience. They learn a lot, I think. And I hope that for next year, they're going to spread the word, and it will also maybe be easier to organize, maybe to put in the newspaper. Yeah, it's, I think it's the first time that someone is doing this. So in terms of logistics, I need to think a bit more about what is the most appropriate way to reach out to the people. But also, I think, yeah, partnering with events, I think, is helping a lot. Like, for example, I'm going to a regatta tomorrow, and is helping a lot to have all the people coming for an event or for a regatta or for the foiling week, and they already there. And then it's easier to capture to transmit the information.
So what can we expect? As far as I remember, because I'm going to be in Zurich building that foil, as soon as Seno said, yeah, you can build your own foil. And I was like, I'm in. Doesn't matter how exactly, which foil exactly. I didn't even realize which one that we're going to do. Now I know. We're going to talk about that later. But then I thought, well, is everyone going to build his own foil? How is that going to work? We have 3 hours, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Is that enough to build a foil?
So, of course, is a lot of things to expect. Basically, I start the workshop with asking everyone to present himself and why he's here. So it helps me instantly to plan what I'm going to explain during the workshop. Yeah, at the moment, I got many people interested by just curiosity. Oh, I want to see how it's made. I want to build it from my hands. Other people want to learn about the theory. Some are more, maybe more engineers want to learn about the simulation. And some other wants, of course, to learn about the sanding and the repair. So basically, depending on what's the general mood of the workshop, I try to spend more time on the things that everyone wants to learn. Obviously, the main activity is to build the foil with me. So not everyone is bidding one foil by himself, but everyone is bidding a foil. So there is one foil at least that we build. And so I explain about the theory of the foils, the materials that we use, that are pretty unique compared to other brands. I also explain about all the composites. So I present all the fibers that we use. I give all the references for the materials. So where I buy them, what's the name, from the core to the varnish. So all the steps. My goal is that people after the workshop, for example, there was one guy 3 days ago, he say, I want to build my own stabilizer. And the goal is that after the workshop, you finish the workshop and you think, I can build my own stabilizer with very little amount of money. We speak about 300 euro. I can build a tail wing. So that's my goal for this year. I also want to push a bit the repairs because I think people are very interested into the repairs. And I didn't prepare it too much this year, I have to say, but I think it's actually even maybe something that could be another workshop.
All right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because I have a lot of scratches on my fold and I really need to get into repairing those.
I'll bring it.
I'm going to bring some of my foils with me, if that's okay. So maybe you can give me a hint or two.
Sure.
We're going to build an Osprey foil. Is that correct?
Yes, we're gonna build a big Osprey 1850, which is a new model. And why that? Because it's a challenging foil to build. And I'm sure that you guys are going to nail it because it's quite big. But also it's a foil that I think is going to be very popular in Switzerland because it's actually going to be for the Onyx foil that is the most likely to perform well for pump foiling, especially for beginners as well as wing beginners. So this is a foil that is supposed to make your pump foil easy.
All right, good. I thought I'd build one for my son to use because the foils that I use, they are either too difficult for him or just too big anyway. So I thought a little lower aspect foil would be nice. Can you maybe talk a little bit more about that foil, like some specs maybe?
Sure thing. So the aspect ratio for sure is 8. The thickness I think is about 23 millimeter. And the span is 1.25 meter. So basically it's not too high aspect. And I made it this way because I wanted it to be very easy and stable for the people. So when you pump it, it doesn't have an incredible amount of glide compared to the same foil of the same area, but way higher aspect ratio, but it has a lot of power. And also the foil profile that I used is very different from the other Ospreys. It's a new profile that is having a lot of concave in the bottom. So this is helping to really keep a good glide in the end. Even if you are not riding a 13 aspect ratio foil, you still have a really good glide, but you can maneuver it very easily.
All right. And then Zeno said, well, of course, I'm riding Indiana and you cannot use it with the monoblock foil. And then he said, and I'm just going to get it. He said, yeah, you need another fuselage. So I bought myself an old like aluminum fuselage. Is it possible to put it on here?
Yes, actually, we've been working with Zeno to make a aluminum piece that is going to connect to the front of your fuselage and on the Osprey 1850. Also, I'm working with Zeno at the moment to make a fuselage that connects with the Indiana mast, the alloy Indiana mast and the carbon as well. So right now, today, I was working on this file, designing the new fuselage. And the goal is that soon we have them all available. So you can put Onyx foils on your fuselage, on your mast, or on your carbon mast.
All right. Now, still, when I come to that workshop, because I'm a teacher, and I'm going to be able actually to get refund on that workshop, which is super cool. And I didn't expect it even. It's really something special. But then I thought, well, these 3 hours, as you said, you're going to talk about the composites, you're going to talk about design maybe, but 3 hours, is that enough to build a foil? What is there, the core, you bring the core with you, or are we going to like sand it, or what's the plan for us?
Yeah, so of course we're not going to build a foil in totally in 3 hours. For me, it takes about 10 hours to make a foil. And so in 3 hours, we will do all the first phase, which consists into preparing the lamination with all what's included into this concept, as well as laminating and closing the mold. So for this year, because of the, you need to wait basically overnight that the resin dries. It was a bit complex to organize every time to stay overnight and propose to the people to send the foil the day after. It's a bit more complex. I don't say it's impossible, but for this time, what I propose to the people is to prepare the core, to cut the carbon fiber. So they have to cut the layup of the foil. They have to prepare the resin and to prepare the mold as well. So we need to put some special wax on the mold, so it's released after the lamination. And of course, then comes the lamination of the foil.
But then you have a lot of foils that are made but not finished in your car now.
Yes. I will show you. Yeah, right now, I think I even have one. Let me, 10 seconds here, because I mean,
yeah, sure.
In the school where we built. Wait.
All right, very nice. While he is getting that foil, all the listeners, all the viewers, if you like this show, think about supporting. We have a Patreon page. A link is in the description. What also helps, if you like and subscribe, obviously, if you comment, if you're watching on YouTube, or if you give us a review on Apple Podcasts, that would also help.
Indeed. But,
cool. He's back. Good.
So yeah, this is the tail wing that we've built yesterday. So very shiny, very nice. And yeah, I was keeping it here in the shadow today with the resin because it was super warm in Corsica with over 33 degrees. It's not good for the resin. So yeah, I actually have already three like this in the car and two big front wings. It's really interesting and people love so much to open the mold. So I propose to people to come the day after to open the mold with me. And they all like it so much to see what they've been making and coming to reality, you know. It's magic.
What happens once you open that mold? Because once you open it, it's not done. No. What happens after? I'm curious.
So I need to trim the edges, okay? So here I need to, I go with a tool to cut here the leading edge. And then I have a 3D printed plan form that I use to superpose on the bottom here. And it helps me to trace the outline of the trailing edge. And then I do the same with the trailing edge. I cut it. It's taking very short amount of time. It takes to do this with the machine. It's basically 5 minutes. And then after this, I need to sand with the machine the edges with the dry sandpaper. And then with the water sandpaper, I finish to polish everything up to 2000 grit. So after that, I need to put the graphics on and the varnish.
And can people afterwards, once they build that foil, can they like buy the foil at like a discount maybe? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so the way we established the rules for this year is that people, when they come to the workshop, they have to pay a certain price. But if you decide to keep the foil afterwards, you don't pay for your workshop. So it's actually discounted and you can get the foil for its new price. And by the way, I think we already spoke about it in the last episode, but there is a program that we have. It's called the Trash is Cash, where you can get up to 30% discount per product in Onyx. So you need to go to the beach or to the lakes and to fill a bag of trash. And by doing this, you get already 5%. And it's cumulable up to 30%. It means that in theory, if you are smart, you can go to the workshop, you can collect 6 bags at the beach and get a discount on the.
I mean, this is super cool. Really, that program is amazing. I just re-listened to the episode before we recorded, so I remember what we talked about. And then I thought, how are you guys profitable? I mean, you need to pay salaries. That's a huge amount. Is that not a lot of people doing that, but you encourage it? Or do actual people do that and you just like take a step back and just eat oatmeal for a week?
So the workshop tour is profitable. I see a great future. The exchange program that we have for the foils is also profitable, because if you make the calculation, when you want to change your foil, you get a discount depending of the state on the foil. Let's just say that you give us a foil that is in perfect state. You give it back to us, so it's a 5 on 5 on our scale. You get maybe a really good discount on the new foil that you get. From memory, maybe something like 200-300 euro discount, so it's huge. But for us, we get a foil that is basically as new. And for me, it's going to take a very small amount of time to make it as new. I will not sell it as a new product. It will be lying. And of course, it's not something that we do. But I offer it on the website or in second hand with a smaller price. But still, it's going to be something like 450 euro if it's a very new foil. And if you think about it, this foil, we sold it one time to a customer, and we're going to sell it a second time at a lower price, but with very minimum amount of work. So no materials needed, just a bit of human work. And this is how we make it profitable. So the exchange program is profitable for us and is also profitable for the customer.
All right, very nice. I remember you also have this, you want old wetsuits because you're building foil covers with them. Is that still a thing?
Yes. So the covers are made in Tarifa, and we recycle the sails, the wetsuit, and also the sails. So, for example, the spinnakers, I will come in Zurich with a few of these covers, and they are made by sail workshops, sail guys that are recycling the spinnaker.
Because I have some wetsuits, but I'm not sure. You probably have a full car already. I don't know if you can use wetsuits. When you have these workshops, you prefer people to not bring their wetsuits, or you still have some little amount of space for that?
So for this time, if you give it to me, I will take it for sure. But I'm not going to promote it because I'm traveling with a car. And for next year, I plan to buy a bigger car, a van. So this will be easier to organize.
Let's talk about your trip. How long is the whole thing going to be? How many weeks?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. All right. So I imagine if you bring gear for 4 weeks, clothes, and then the whole workshop thing, your car must be packed. What did you bring? And did you like forget something and had to organize yourself? Or how was that for you?
Yes, I did forget two important things. I forgot the shapes that I used to cut the carbon fiber. So this is not a very big miss, because people have to do it from scratch again with the nucleus. But of course, it's not the best. And I also forgot it, the planforms, the 3D planforms that I use to cut the outline, as I told you. So if I want to cut the outline here very precisely, I'm not going to be able to do it from now on. I need to be back in Tarifa, but I will need to still cut here, because I need to pack it afterwards, and it's going to take a lot of space. So I need to remove, of course, all of this. So these are the two main things that I forgot. And then about the logistic, it's I'm traveling alone for this first time, and I actually could not travel with somebody else, I think, because my car.
Yeah, I was just saying, so you're traveling alone, huh? But I imagine it is super exhausting. Do you have days off on your trip now? How is that for you?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm actually more on a holidays mood now than when I'm in the workshop, because it's challenging to build foils. It's a hard work being with the mask all day long, with the wetsuits, the gloves. You are with the chemical products. And sometimes I spend 3 hours per day to send the products to prepare the products for the customers. So when I say it's handmade and for custom made for the customer, it's totally not a lie, but it comes with its cost. So yeah, in Tarifa, I have some days where I finish pretty exhausted. And for me now to actually help people to build the foil with me is very relaxing, I have to say.
But do you have days off? Can you go on the water sometime?
Yes, absolutely. So I met incredible people in Corsica already. And the goal is that every time I have a day off, I can visit the places where I am around. I can discover new spots. And yeah, these days I've met so many incredible people, because these workshops, they bring people that are curious, that they want to find out some explanation and to discover what is this workshop about. And a lot of people are actually building things by themselves. So I met somebody that is building bronze medals with some molds. He's pouring the bronze in the molds. And he showed me how he did some medals for the Pope last time he came to Corsica. I also met a school today, and I went on the water with them today to fix a few things on their engine. So it's just small stories, but basically, it's traveling and traveling as its best because I'm alone, I'm open to everything. And this is actually one of the things I like the most in traveling, is to be open to the other, open to what lives bring to you. And so in a way, I'm not bored at all.
That's super cool. Are you staying with people who organize these events, or are you staying in hotels?
So basically, either I'm staying with the people that organize the event, or either I'm trying to be in the tent, in the nature, in some campsite, because this is a personal travel way that I like so much. I used to do this for traveling on holidays, and it's really nice to feel connected to the nature, very chill. So this is more my way of traveling at the moment.
All right, very nice. If you're in Switzerland, we have a guest room you can crash on just in case you need a place.
Well, thank you very much.
That's an open invitation. I'm really looking forward to that. But you must also bring a lot of finished products, right? Or if people build their foils, are they gonna like get their foil later? Or do you have like finished Ospreys that they can get immediately?
So I do have a bit of stock with me. I could not take as much as I wanted for this year, but with the van, it should help. But I did receive some demands of customers asking for finished products prior to my departure from Tarifa. So because of this, I could start to finish the foils. For example, as you know, I have someone that wants to have drawings made on the foils by his kids. And the goal is to just then put varnish on the foils that is coming with the new drawings from the kids, and to have it finished this way. So the foil is already finished. I already put one layer of varnish, and you can just draw on it and put a second layer of varnish and it will be ready. So yeah, I did finish some products before, and I do bring a lot of products to customers that have been ordering through Onyx the last month, especially the people that have played the game to order the pre-order the Osprey 1850. I'm bringing with me now 6 of them, and I will deliver them on the way.
Very nice, very cool. And they're probably super excited that you personally deliver these.
I hope so. I try to have a special connection every time with the person, because this is the way I like to build the foils, to sell them, is to have nice story behind.
Can we maybe talk a little bit more about you personally? Because I'm curious. I saw some videos where you are winging a lot, but I don't recall seeing you pump foiling or dock starting at all. Do you do that often, and which wing is your favorite?
Yeah, I used to do it a lot. I was working with Starboard in Thailand before I created Onyx, and I used to pump foil there a lot because it was a lake and we were away from the sea. So I love pump foiling so much. I do a lot of cycling, and for me, pump foiling is one of the best sports ever. It reminds me of cycling in a way that you have a lot of endurance. So when I'm in Tarifa, yeah, Tarifa is not really the place where you go pump foiling a lot. It's windy every day. The community is about winds. I practice a lot of wind sports, including a lot of kitesurf at the moment. So that was also one of the things I was really excited for this trip, is to connect with people that are pumping, so I can go again in this pump foiling mood. So to answer your question, I used to pump foil not so much, but I still love it a lot. So now the Osprey 1850 is my new go-to foil for the pumping, because the Albatross is quite technical, is super fast, and I think it's gonna be a really exciting foil for pump foil races. But as a go-to foil, maybe it's missing a bit of lift. For me, that's my personal opinion, because once again, I'm not pumping that much.
Yeah, I talked to, what's his name? Don't remember.
Mirko,
maybe
no?
Come back. To Mirko, yes, to Mirko, obviously. Sorry, Mirko, if you're listening. And he had some trouble getting it started the last time. Also, because it was super wavy. We were in Thun, in like the middle of the lake almost. They put a dock there. And he didn't manage to start it really, because it was wavy and the high aspect makes it really more difficult. But I would be super interested to start that as well and see how it turns. However, what I feel for myself at the moment, I really am, I'm more into like the stabs. The tailwings are so important to for the whole setup. And I don't care that much anymore about the front wing, but really about the stab, like changing it from nothing to a big one and then like higher aspect, smaller aspect. But are, do you have different stabs as well? And are you focusing on that as well? Or do you have enough with the front wings?
No, we have a lot of different stabilizer, and I made a very special one. The Colibri is a 5 square cm. It's a very amazing shape. It's inspired from the, it's bio-inspired from the nature, from the Colibri. I'm pretty sure you will love to try this one. And also, one of the goals of my workshop is really to welcome you guys and show you very transparently how I do it. Explain you, oh, that's the price of this. That's how I do it. And for at the end of the day, if you know a bit of 3D design, you can build your tail wing in carbon composites, very, very good quality.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's, I think it's super exciting for people like you that like to play with the stab. It's not so difficult. Obviously, when you see it and you do it by yourself one time, it helps a million to make it work when you have your own design.
Because a couple of months ago, I bought some carbon fiber and all the everything that I need, really, the resin and everything. And then I got into like these simple CAD programs. But then, I don't know, life happened and I just have it in the corner of the rooms. Maybe, or I really hope that that workshop will get me back into that.
Oh, for sure, man. You know, as soon as you have the finished product, you can make the mold. It's really about, maybe 1-2 hours of design because you already have the parts. And then you can buy for €200 nowadays, you can buy a 3D printer with enough volume to print your mold for the stab. Especially if it's 150 square cm, it's super, super small. What I do is that I 3D print the mold, then I stack some wood to reinforce it underneath, and then I sand the mold very well, so it's not difficult, but also you have to take some time to make it work very nicely, and you have to be patient to make a very nice finish. So the finish is the key of how the foil is gonna come out, meaning without air bubbles. And yeah, I will explain some tools some tips that I use to protect the mold, to prepare the mold. I will show you guys the release agent that I use. And all of these things are difficult when you don't know about it because you need to make some trial and errors. For sure, you save a lot of time.
That is simple. Because at the school where I work, we have 3D printers and I could use them. So really, that's, again, not the issue. I have a question. When I come to that workshop, is it possible for me to film what we're doing and maybe cut a little video, edit a little video? Is that okay with you?
That's totally fine. I already told to all the previous workshop that people are free to take pictures of the products, of the notice, so they can have the references. I share the website where I buy them, the products, because everything is bought in Germany, France, and Spain. So there is really nothing to hide about the products. It's just it's good quality. I want people to, you know, as we were speaking about it before, if you want to make a business, foil business, and sell products, it starts to be more challenging to build even 1-2 foil per day, complete foil, with the sanding part in the process. So I'm not really too worried about sharing my knowledge because I know that you still need to put a lot of time and efforts and hard work and a lot of sweat to have the product ready. So I'm pretty happy to share my knowledge to people like you that maybe you want to build one stab and see how it goes and try another one. And I think that the big fishes in the industry that are already producing, for example, in Asia with stainless steel molds and whatever big machines, they are maybe not so interested by these workshops, I guess.
Unfortunately, we talked to Cyril from Ketos, and I think they have a really cool story as well, as they built everything in-house, which I think is really, really cool as well. So all the listeners, if you haven't listened to that one, it's a couple of episodes back, go on uponfoil.com, you find older episodes there. Sam, is there anything else you want to tell the listeners, the viewers, or myself about the workshop?
There's so many things to do now. If you want, you can come with foils that you want to repair. I promise to have a look on it and tell you and show you how to do it. And also, I will come with demo foils. So if you want to come to test the foil, you have to come a bit earlier or contact me a bit before. You can also come with other masts because I have some adapters. If you contact me before, I can also make it happen that you can try Onyx Tail on your own set that you are riding currently. So for example, F1, Jotun. We adapt and people like it.
So let's just give the people the Instagram handle. Yours is sam_carent, CARENTZ. And the Onyx one is onyx_foils. All right, good. So people can check that out and check out what you're doing at the moment. Well, then, Sam, I think we're going to leave it as is.
Yeah, I don't want to share too much.
Thank you very much for coming back on the show. Thank you very much for doing that. It's really interesting. It's super cool. And it's something no one else really does.
No, I don't think so. That's why I'm excited, because I think everyone that is meeting me on the road now is really learning something. And I think it's very mystic the way these products are made. So everyone is loving it so much. So thank you very much for receiving me as well today. Huh?
Is your car, like, is there written Onyx on there in big letters?
Not yet. But I will buy the van now and I will make it work.
All right. So it's hard to just spot you when you're around. But hey, man, I'm really looking forward. Thank you very much again for coming on the show. And yeah, see you at the end of the month.
Yeah, it's going to be a real pleasure. I'm looking forward.
Thanks, man.
Goodbye.